was an oblique mouth.
I understand that. But this noise has got to stop.
All Bleak cares about is Bleak.
Is that so?
Oh, so that is. Let me just take a look around.
Bleak brought this from me a year ago, man. This is a rare, out-of-print bird.
Look, I'm a delivery man making deliveries. Yeah, any static, take it up with Bleak.
Bleak, 2 E's, 1 K.
Right now, I'd like to bring to the stage a fine musician, as well a very dear friend. Please give a warm welcome to Mr. Bleak.
I'll be with you in a sec. Kids, this is Exquisite Corpse Radio on CITR Vancouver. Flying by the seat of my pants here, trying to pull everything together. And I think it's going to come along. We just need to calm down and get it together. So tonight, I'm just going to play you a mix of some of the stuff I've been listening to. I got, of course, Blank Dogs, which I've been playing every week since I discovered them. I'll also get to that compilation of various women electroacoustic artists called Leson 666, and probably get some Dog Day in there as well. It's going to be one of those Dog Days, Blank Dogs and Dog Day. And I'm going to start you with Steve Fisk covering a Doors track, Break On Through, on Exquisite Corpse.
Break on through,
Right on through to the other side. church hands. With the person that's responsible for this master plan, I know I will, I know I can.
Don't get caught wasting power. Unplug cell phone, camera, and other battery chargers when charging is complete. Many electronic devices continue to use power even when you are not operating them. The amount of energy consumed by electronics in a year when they were not in use could power Whistler Blackcomb Resorts for 43 years. This Power Smart play brought to you by BC Hydro Power Smart and CITR 101.9 FM.
And you guys just heard interesting new band that I just discovered. You may have known of them for some time. I don't know. Phantogram. Track called Running from the Cops. And I love the production of that thing. It is brilliant. It's like I've been waiting for that for years. You know that feeling? And let's see. Before Phantogram, we had Lex Plexus doing Centipede from the Tangerine album, and Steve Fisk started us off with Break On Through from 448 Deathless Days. Let's get into some Genevieve Pasquier now. And it's from her album Soap Bubble Factory. The track in my awful French is Le Parents C'est Tout. And, well, I took Spanish in school, sorry.
Something. Thank you. Jonathan Graymaker. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, BC, Canada.
voice, it has some merit.
He creates this outcry, this clamor. He creates this nightmare of noise.
If it makes noise, it has some merit.
He's a sonic mess, basically. The discordant notes are just a hubbub, a cacophony.
If it makes noise, it has some merit.
He creates a disturbance because he's basically disturbed.
If it makes noise, it has some merit.
Basically, this is a worthless racket. The man is mentally incompetent.
For the most ear-splitting forays into noise, prog, early industrial, no wave, plunderphonic, psych, and altogether way out sound, tune into A Noise with your host Luke Meat every Wednesday from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM. A Noise, music that isn't in its right mind.
Thanks for dropping by at Canada's favorite radio show, Exquisite Corpse. I am DJ Bleakin with you tonight, and we've been playing music by the last track there, XXL, from Wiretapper number 14, a compilation put out by the magazine Wire. Wire with all the experimental music and such. Track's called Pa 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 Pa. I counted, there were 7 paws in that. And P-A-W, that kind of paw. And which might lead into something I should tell you. I'm signed up to walk the Paws for a Cause walkathon for pets, and happening in September, what, 13 or something like that, I think. Anyway, so I have a Facebook out there, Bleak Swinney, in case you want to donate to that. I'm gathering up some money so I can walk this walkathon thing, and it'll be good. It's for the animals, for the sick, underprivileged type animals, who are my friends, all of them. We heard Crystal Stilts before XXL with Shattered Line. Good stuff from Crystal Stilts, and Manhattan Love Suicides in there. Last Stand from their self-titled release. Also Blank Dogs in there with Before the Hours from their EP called The Fields. And that's about where we are, kids. I want you to stick around for our events calendar and what has become a new weekly edition, the Olympic News. We have a special guest tonight for the Olympic News, somebody from the Olympic Resistance Network. So we're going to get a take on that angle. So stick around for that. That'll be coming up about 8:30 or so. So be there. Stick with us, my friends, at 101.9 FM on your FM dial. A lot of people out there don't know a thing about radio. They've lived with it all their lives, and they still don't know that the .9 means, yes, that's an FM. You don't get points in your AM. And people used to know how to string antennas to get their stations. They don't know what that's about anymore either. I don't know. It's all going to digital, I guess. What can you do? Let's move on to thought I'd give this one a shot. Francois Couture. Probably messing that up one up. And we're going to listen to a track called Bicycle from this release. Now, wow, which player is it in? This is so kind of confusing here. I think it's this one. Must be. We'll be right back.
Kraft geben, geben wir das Beste. All unser Können, unser Streben und denken nicht am Feste. Kraft ist, was uns anzusteht. Wir bekommen nur das Beste. Wenn jeder Mann auch alles gibt, dann wird auch jeder alles geben. Life. Life is life. Life.
Life is life.
Hi there. We just heard Laibach. If life is life on Exquisite Corpse. Thanks for dropping by. It's almost 8:30 here, so let's go. I'm going to go into our calendar of events thing now. It's going to be a short one because we got other things coming up here with Olympic news and such. What is the date anyway? I should know that before I come in here.
16th.
Yeah. Thanks, Ben. Ben's preparing for the show. I know, we're all surprised. Destroyer and the Shilohs and the Attics and Cellars at the Biltmore tomorrow night. Also Iron and Wine and the Weaker Thens at the Vancouver Folk Fest at Jericho Beach, you know. Saturday night you have Grouper and Empty Love and Les Beyond and Diadem at St. Andrew's Wesley Church. Also Social Distortion and Civet, I think, at the Commodore. Falcao and Monoshi and Buffalo Swans at Funky Winker Beans, also on Saturday night. And what else coming up? Black Lips and Deer Hunter and a TV is at the Commodore on the 23rd. Pains of Being Pure at Heart and the Girls, along with Champagne Socialist at the Biltmore on the 24th. Got things like Abe Vigoda and Talbot Tagora at the Media Club on the 31st. And Sonic Youth and Jarvis Cocker and Metric at the Virgin Fest, Deer Lake Park. Also, Sonic Youth will be at the Block Party in Seattle on 24th or 25th. I don't know, it's that weekend. Capitol Hill Block Party, which went to last year. It was fun, but it's difficult crowds when you're there. So, gonna wear my special bag so I don't have to run to the washroom. Let's take us... I'm gonna go to a... special bulletin, an ongoing PSA sort of thing, and we'll come right back with our Olympic news event item. Stay tuned.
Walking alone at night can be scary!
Stop right there, student. Why walk alone when you can call Safe Walk? The safety and comfort of everyone on campus is important. That's why we're here.
SafeWalk is a free, student-run foot patrol service with two-person co-ed teams that will meet you and accompany you anywhere on campus to make sure you get there safely.
Keep an eye out for our bright red reflective jackets and signature foot logo, and let your next walk be with us.
What a huge relief! Now I'll never have to worry about the terrors that could happen when walking through such a big campus at night.
For a walk, you can call 604-822-5355. Use one of our direct line phones located in some of the campus libraries. Use one of the big blue phone booths. Or even ask campus security to contact us.
If you see walkers around campus and you'd like them to accompany you, stop and ask.
I'm gonna be around my vegetables. I'm gonna chow down my vegetables. I love you most of all, my favorite vegetable.
Sprouts. It's your 75-cent coffee fix in the sub. It's your source for reasonably priced, creatively named stew and vegan brownies. It's your purveyor of bicycle-delivered local produce. It's also a place where volunteers can realize their vision of responsible business and where like-minded students can explore UBC's food systems. Hark! Sprouts is currently accepting applications for next year's executive board and is encouraging ambitious, creative, and disciplined students from all faculties and year levels to apply. Come by Sprouts in the sub-basement to learn more about our projects and how to get involved.
I tried to kick the ball, but my tinny flew right out. I'm red as a beet, 'cause I'm so embarrassed.
Yes. Yeah.
Hi-ya. You're listening to C.
Ooh, yeah.
I.
Hi-ya.
T.
Hi-ya.
R. 101.9 Vancouver.
God damn it, baby, no, I ain't lying to you. I'm only gonna tell you one time. Ah, yeah.
A groin-grabbingly great station.
Woo! Yes, this is Exquisite Corpse Radio on CITR. Now, in our Olympic news today, we have a certain activist special guest with us from the Olympic Resistance Network. Now, they released a media-type letter. I'm at a loss for words right now. And basically what it says is 12 members of the ORN, Olympic Resistance Network, with the assistance of the BC Civil Liberties Association, a legal representation from Jason Grattel, I think is the name. That's have sent a letter to Assistant Commissioner Bud Mercer, Chief Operating Officer at the Vancouver, I believe it's Vancouver Integrated Security Unit. Okay, that's right. And Vancouver 2010 Integrated Security Unit. That's kind of an interesting name. Demanding that the police and intelligence agents cease and desist harassment of Olympic critics. This letter will be made public at the press conference. Now, they had a press conference on June 24th. And that was... we'll talk about that coming up here. So... But, yeah, the letter goes on to talk about the certain harassment that's been going on. Let me just see if I have my caller on the phone right. Caller, are you there?
Hi there.
There you are. Hi, this is...
I'm here.
Good. Anna Fisher is with us. And tell us your title exactly.
I'm just an organizer with the Olympic Resistance Network. I'm also an organizer with the Anti-Poverty Committee.
And tell me about... the letter you guys put out and basically what it says. And
well, in mid-June, in about 48 hours, there were 15 plus of us local activists who are fairly well known within the anti-Olympic movement that were visited at our homes, at our workplaces, or at coffee shops that we went to very often by members of the Joint Intelligence Group of the Vancouver Integrated Security Unit. And some of those visits were more aggressive than others, but either way, all of them were inappropriate in our opinion and, overstepping the bounds of what VICEU is supposed to be doing, especially when there were other avenues for them to contact activists. So we contacted the BC Civil Liberties Association. They hooked us up with Jason Grattel, a lawyer, and we sent a letter basically saying to VICEU, if you want to talk to any activists in the future, you got to talk to our lawyer first, hopefully circumventing the whole track you down at your home at 8 o'clock in the morning scenario.
Which constitutes a bit of a chilling effect, I would think.
Well, for sure. And I mean, the people that they visited were people that undoubtedly would not speak to them, would not give them information, would not become an informant. So it was a method of intimidation and harassment, basically saying, hey, we know who you are, we know where you live, we know which coffee shops you go to, and we're watching. So you better watch out, or we're coming after you. And so basically this was a step in writing to say, back off, or we'll pursue legal means.
Now, there are people out there who I imagine would find this just too hard to believe. Like, this can't possibly go on, right? You know, these are citizens, taxpayers.
Well, you know, it's true. And, you know, even our esteemed Vision Counselor members doubted that 15 of us were visited. And, you know, if I had the consent of those 15 plus people, I would say their names over the air, but I don't.
Right.
But I was visited at my home at 8:15 in the morning. And, you know, numerous other people were, and we all have signed affidavits. And even Bud Mercer, in charge of the Vancouver Integrated Security Unit, agreed and acknowledged that his officers were doing these visits. So there's no doubt that it happened. If, you know, people are still doubting us, well, you know, perhaps they might not ever change their mind.
Okay. Now, has there been any harassment since then, or any kind of any I don't know, activity of note, let's say?
There hasn't been any that has been blatant since all of those visits and the letter, although at our press conference shortly after it was finished, one of our members, Chris Shaw, who's a prominent anti-Olympic activist, he wrote a book about the Olympics and the history of oppression caused by the Olympics. He was approached by two VICU members leaving the press conference, and they basically, you know, said, you know, why'd you do this press conference? We were just trying to talk to you. And he said, well, talk to my lawyer then. But nothing since then, as far as we know. But there's no doubt that they're watching us. They're watching what we're doing, and they're watching the Olympic resistance movement.
Okay, now I don't understand who VICU is, and who is. Is it basically an arm of the police? Is it an arm of VANOC, or what is it?
Well, it's an interesting body. It's pulling together, you know, Vancouver Police Department, RCMP, CSIS, the Canadian Security Intelligence Service, private security forces, and all those that will be performing security duties during the Olympics. And it's called the Vancouver Integrated Security Unit. Oh, it also includes the Border Guards. And Bud Mercer, who is a well-known, he's worked for the RCMP for 20 plus years. He's well known. He was involved in the Gustafson Lake standoff and other specifically activist related things. But they are the security body that are in charge of this multi-million dollar budget and the entire security apparatus for the Vancouver 2010 Olympics.
Now, what I guess you kind of answered this, but I was wondering what kind of questions they are asking of people. I could ask you.
Well, generally, they were asking people, you know, what's planned for 2010? What are you doing? In my experience, their specific questioning to me was, do you know people that are planning on breaking the law? Do you know people that are planning on hurting innocent lives? Do you know people that are planning on doing bad things during the Olympics? So it really didn't matter the questions. Most people's response was the same. Like, I don't have anything to say to you. If you want to talk to activists, there's channels that you can go through. My impression is that they were either trying to find informants or just trying to intimidate activists.
Now, if we look at it from, say, a devil's advocate view and think about Olympic Park bombing and, you know, things in the past, can you see that they may be wanting to maybe head off something negative that could be, it could be a possibility, especially here on the West Coast, where, I mean, thinking of the Battle of Seattle and things like that, where, do you know what I'm saying? Is there?
I get what you're saying, and there's been lots of criticism where if you guys are putting yourself out there, don't you expect to be addressed by the police? And I guess I sort of have two answers to that. The first one is, if the police wanted to speak with activists that were above ground, organizing against the Olympics, putting their names on press releases and had websites and email addresses, it would make sense that they would contact those email addresses. Not once has the Olympic Resistance Network or the Anti-Poverty Committee or any of the other groups that I've been associated with that are actively opposed to the Olympics been approached by the police. There's been no request made. There's been no effort put out there. Our meetings are publicized, you know, outwardly and openly to the public. There's never been once a police officer or a VICU officer who showed up and said, you know what, we want to talk with you guys. There's never once been that. Instead, they tracked us to our homes. They tracked us to our workplaces. They harassed people in the open to talk to us. And so, yes, I find that inappropriate. I wouldn't be surprised if they showed up at an Olympic Resistance Network meeting and said, we'd like to talk with activists. What I was surprised at is when they showed up at my home, which isn't publicized, which isn't public knowledge, at 8:15 in the morning. And secondly, I think that we really need to redefine what we mean by violent protest. I mean, you bring up the Battle of Seattle. Yes, a very good example of, you know, public protest that was effective in shutting down the WTO meetings. But I think if you look back at the violence that occurred during the Battle of Seattle, in most cases, it was the police. It was the police who covered protesters in pepper spray that were being violent, people who got their heads kicked in and ribs broken and things like that that were caused by the police and an over excessive use of force, which has even been indicated, you know, by some court cases in the case of the WTO and the FTA in Quebec City, that the police used excessive force, and even here in Vancouver during the APEC summit. So I think redefining what we mean by violence is really important in this context. I mean, right now they're tracking down the Olympic Resistance Network, who has been doing public protests, public education, and public work to inform, you know, Joe and Jane Vancouverite about the Olympics. And so the question is it really necessary to track us down at our work and hang on our neighbors' doors and ask about where we're at?
Proactive way of dealing with things. Is there any way that you think they could do this sort of thing peacefully or more tactfully, or sort of work with people? Or is there any, you know, advice you could give them about how to approach these things and how, like if you're worried about something happening, just come to us and talk to us, you know? You know what I'm saying?
I hear what you're saying. I mean, I think decisions were made a long time ago that sort of preemptively prevented this sort of mutual conversation from happening. You know, a security budget that was built, an Olympics that was brought to the city with way too much disapproval of it, these sorts of things, you know, dishonesty around the security budget from the get-go, all these sorts of things have created a real culture of distrust between, you know, not only activists, but just anyone that lives in Vancouver, BC, and the security apparatus. And, you know, I think them creating free speech zones is, again, a violation of trust. I mean, we live in a country that espouses free speech as a right. But now
I remember when the Americas were a free speech zone.
Exactly. Yeah. But now they're saying they're going to create free speech zones during the Olympics.
Yeah.
I mean, what does that mean? Does that mean that if you're not in one of those zones, you better shut the hell up? I mean, it's just sort of absurd. And now, because they've gotten so much backlash over that, they're calling them, I think, what are they calling them now? Safe speech areas or safe areas? Like, it's just kind of absurd. And I think if you look historically at other Olympic host cities and other past Olympics and the security apparatus around those Olympics, there isn't the willingness to allow public demonstration opposing the Olympics in any format to exist. So I think us being on guard is probably well warranted, because we've seen what's happened in the past.
Like, the Charter of Rights is okay as long as you don't actually try to practice any of that.
Exactly.
Sort of stuff. Now, if another question from maybe the other side, if you knew about a potentially dangerous individual, would you be willing to step forward and say something?
Well, first of all, I don't know of any of that's going on. And second of all, if there was that going on, I don't think they would tell people that we're above ground organizers. It wouldn't make any sense. So, I mean, it's not even really a discussion, because I'm not, you know, that's nothing that those involved in the Olympic Resistance Network deal with. I mean, our goal is to openly and publicly spread education around the Olympics and to spread dissent against the Olympics. And so other things that are going on, we don't know about.
Right, okay. Yeah, it's usually a lone wacko that's doing the real violence out there, I think. Or well, it's a police instigator. You know, I don't know. I mean, maybe I shouldn't say that, but we've seen that.
I don't know how closely you follow this, but in Quebec or in Montebello, when the FPP meetings were happening last year, there were three agent provocateurs that were busted by protesters trying to incite riots. They were police officers trying to incite violence.
I do remember that.
Yeah.
And it recalls to mind for me the fact that there were suspicions in other protests in the past of
Well, I mean, yeah, you don't have to look very far back in the history of popular protest where there has been instigation by the state to discredit popular movements and to crack down or bring further repression to people that are resisting.
Yeah, it's a shame. I don't know.
And I think people are wary of that. You know, they're aware of that in the current context.
Mm-hmm. So can you give us some more information about where people can learn more about this, where we can find out more, websites?
No2010.com is a great website with tons of information and up-to-date activities and events that are happening around anti-Olympic work. So that's where I would suggest anyone go. The Olympic Resistance Network meets every 2 weeks. If people want information, again, they should go to no2010.com.
No2010.com. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Is there anything else that you'd like to add before we say goodbye for the evening?
I think that's it. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you for coming on.
All right.
Maybe we'll do it again sometime.
Sounds good.
And we've been talking to Anna Fisher, part of the Olympic Resistance Network here on CITR Exquisite Corpse, part of our Olympic news that we're doing every week, possibly till the Olympics. And I don't know. It's bizarre, isn't it? It's happening right here in America. No. In Canada. So let's we'll play another little message and then we'll come back with more fun stuff. How about that?
Sunday, Monday, Sunday, Thursday night only.
Hey Ben.
Hey Jay, how's it going?
All right, I guess.
I didn't think I would bump into you in the street.
No, usually on Thursday nights I'm listening to Thunderbird Radio Hell.
So am I.
Yeah, usually the radio has a show on at 9 p.m. to 11.
9 p.m. to 11 p.m., that's right.
It's a pretty good show.
Is that the show with the live bands?
Yeah, it sounds like there's talking between the band and the guy.
Yeah, that guy.
Interviewing bands while they're still alive.
I'll check it out.
Live from Thunderbird Radio Hell on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
She got rock voice. We're going to be listening to a track of Dog Day from their Concentration CD. So, what's it called here? Track number 2, Neighbor from Dog Day, here on Exquisite Corpse Radio, Canada's favorite radio show, you know.
Forces of darkness are throwing a party and you are invited. If you don't show, they will be offended. Whoa. Quiet all your fears.
I've done all these muscles under my arm here. Mm-hmm. Lifted a crate awkwardly.
Yes.
So that was all right till this morning. I woke up and just can't move this shoulder at all now.
Right, it's just round here, is it?
Yeah.
I see. Right, well, what I think I'm going to do with this is I'm going to do it over the phone. Okay. Just stay there while I go next door. I'll ring through and you pick up the phone. Okay?
All right,
I'll speak to you in a minute. Now tell me exactly where the pain is. Look, could you just hang on a moment? Look, could you keep your voice down? Because I can hear you through the door.
Oh.
There's no point in my doing this over the phone if I can hear you through the door, is there?
Right there.
Okay, just keep your voice down.
Yeah.
All right. So, when did this happen? Oh, look, sorry, this isn't a very good line. Why don't you call me back? Yeah, it's 302. Thanks. Hello, Bard Green Health Centre. Sorry, who is this? Paul Meek. Well, I can't see you now, I'm with a patient. Look, is this an emergency? Well, then come in on Thursday morning. Hello?
Yeah.
Look, could you hang on a minute? I'm on the phone.
I was just wondering if it would be easier.
Hello? Yeah, could you just wait outside? Hello? Hello? Oh, there you are. Right, 10 o'clock on Thursday, okay? Good. Okay, well, I'll see you then. And can you go through the reception next time? I'm not the secretary. Righto, bye-bye. Right. So, what's the story?
I have to come back Thursday.
Okay, then I'll see you then.
I was just wondering if you could just give
me... About 10 o'clock.
Right.
Yes?
Nothing.
Say it when you meet me, how do you do? With everyone to beat, pretty good show as you want. What goes up is sure to come down. A penny lost is a penny.
Well, my friends, it's time to say goodnight here at Exquisite Corpse Radio, and I thank you for dropping by. Last track was Chris Morris and Doc Phone from his Blue Jam CD, which is a beautiful thing. So until next week, remember, the future is bleak. We'll talk to you then. Going to leave you with a track from Dum Dum Girls now. It's called Bright Futures, and Thunderbird Radio Hell is next. Stay tuned.
Industrial, goth, metal, DJ Drake is back, live and loud on the Vampire's Ball. Friday nights, 2 to 4 a.m., right here on CITR, 101.9 FM, Vancouver. Hails and horns, over and out.
Well-known pimp, narcotics king, big-time racketeer, back in full force.
force.
This could be one of the big moments in your life. Don't make it your last.